Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, every Friday afternoon, we put your questions to people working in unusual careers or maybe from a different background to hear a little bit about their life and their job occupation. Today, I'm chatting to sports agent Trevor Twomley, who's the CEO and co-founder of Sport Endorse. He's with me for this week's Ask Me Anything. Trevor, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea.
How are things?
Good. A bit croaky, but I'm good.
How did you find yourself as a sports agent?
Yeah, I was always in sales, Andrea. Like I started out on Baggot Street in the 90s in the Sunday Tribune. Met a guy in the loose and said, do you want to join the sports channel? I said, yeah. And he said, can you come down? And I said, I can. Who can you bring with me? And I brought four or five lads with me down to Satanta Sports and Broadcasting House.
So sales is the background?
Sales is my background. Right. I was always well able to talk, I think.
Yeah.
And building rapport and being friendly with both. You need the rapport with both the athlete and the brand. So that's important. So 15 years there, and then Ayr bought Satanta Sports. So we set up, myself and Declan set up Sport Endorse in 2017, went full time in 2018. Mm. Built up our talent pool, and then we built a marketplace, a platform, and there's over 6,000 athletes and brands on that at the moment. It's growing every day, 100 signed in since Christmas.
So most people that are in the world of working as a sports agent, is the background typically sales marketing? Is that where they come from?
I think commercially, yes. If you're looking at image rights and brands and those kind of deals, you need to be good at sales. But then if a legal background would be good, if you're dealing with rugby, football contracts, rugby contracts, there's a legal, but definitely... like our business is no different to anybody else. We've got KPIs, we've targets. And of course, athletes love that because if we've got targets, we're getting them money. I would think there's different ways that you can get involved in sport. Okay. If you're an athlete yourself and you want to get into performance within an agency, that could help too. But certainly my whole background was the commercial aspect of it. And I love it.
That's really why you're there. When I think of a sports agent, I just think of that movie, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Yeah, I'm your Kerry Maguire, right? I would have watched that movie and I would have loved it. It is a bit like that. It is cool.
I imagine it is.
It's a cool industry, cool sport, cool being involved in it. But certainly you have your ups and downs like any other business. Mm. We love it. We've, as I said, 100 athletes joined in the last couple of weeks. From 19 different countries and 13 different disciplines.
So it's not just Irish, you're global based.
We Hoop booked 30 people. It's a wearable tech.
Yeah, cutting edge. I've got it on my wrist here at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And they booked within that 30 booking over the platform. There was an NFL player. There was a lady, Saoirse Noonan from Ireland and Celtic. So all sorts of different disciplines they booked. And they go straight to...
Okay.
Our whole thing is accessibility and making it seamless. And we do that very well.
Loads of messages coming in for you from listeners. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Send us in your voice notes. We have this first question in from Adam.
I was just wondering if you can enjoy watching sport the same since you work in it.
Good question. Yeah,
I can. I'm a fan. But I always have an eye out for the talent and the brands that wrap around the stadium. So I'm constantly on the watch, yeah.
But when you go to a game now, has it changed completely? Like, are you looking at the...
I'm like everyone else, I enjoy it. I have three daughters, so I can't really watch too much of them at home. So actually I go to the games to enjoy them. Like everybody else, I go to a match, enjoy a pint, watch the game, watch Ireland play England on the start of this month.
Yeah.
So a fan, always, but you're always on the lookout because we have to be.
Must be looking at the game. They're all potential clients.
They are. No, you don't go, like, you see Haaland, you're not going to get him, right? So you can see the ones that are potential, and a lot of the time you don't need to be exclusive with the athletes or the talent, Andrea. Like, you know, you can work with other agents as well, and that's I think people don't know that a lot goes on.
Okay.
Like there's a commercial agent, there'd be a football agent. Jason Quigley, the boxer, he had a promoter, he had a manager, he had us as his agency. So there's different parts to the kind of the career life cycle of an athlete. So you can plug into all of those.
Okay, good question. Thanks for that, Adam. We've another query in from Rory.
Hi, Trevor. I was wondering, how often are you on the lookout for new athletes and new sports? And what's the most obscure sport in your portfolio? Thanks.
Yeah, we've 100 different disciplines. So if you take that...
I didn't even know there was 100 sports. But
there's 100 different disciplines. Yeah, obscure. I mean, one time we had a chess player from India signed in. I didn't know chess was...
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, yeah. But look, everything you can imagine. Skiing.
So there's no sport you wouldn't take?
No, there's not. I mean, there's a demand for a skier in Switzerland or in France. There's a demand for GA and rugby and soccer here. Like, there's a demand wherever there's a demand. Like, around the Olympics, we had Spanish athletes booked from a Spanish food brand because the Olympics was on and that was it. So so the demand will drive whatever the product is trying to get.
Yeah, during the World Cup, big rise in soccer, whatever.
Yeah, I could throw a map on the wall there of the sporting events for the year. Formula One, Six Nations,
World Cup. And you'll pick people up.
And you'll pick them up and you'll get deals done. There's no coincidence that Liam is down with an athlete today doing a shoot.
This is one of the guys works for you?
Yeah.
Right.
Liam Foster. Hello, Liam.
Yeah, okay. So so there's constantly doing the promotion, I suppose, around the different athletes.
Yeah, we're constantly signing in athletes, signing in talent. And we're constantly, like, it used to be a thing that it was 10 to 1, 10 athletes to join, you get one company to join. Now we're at like 25 to 5. So it's really taken off. And the platform gives it that kind of seamless accessibility that no other agency is doing, really. We want the deal to happen.
Yeah.
We want it to be, we want it to happen and be good for both parties.
Okay. We have another question in from Jason.
What would be your average commission on your average sports personality that you might represent? And obviously then, can it be a transformative career if you're rubbing shoulders with obviously the right personalities, similar to potentially the film business?
So 20% is industry standard on a commercial deal. Our platform is 18, 16 and 14%, depending on the revenue split. And you have to put in the graft, like, before you get the rapport and the brand building. So you have to put in the work and then your career might transform. But certainly, yes, if you're working with a certain athlete, it does boost your profile 100%.
Okay. We have another question from John.
I'd just like to know, I have a very sporty son. How would I go about getting him noticed by a sport agent to see how he could progress in the sport that he plays?
Okay, so if he's 16, he can download the Sport Endorse app. Legally, he's allowed to join at 16 and we'll take a look at him.
No, but yeah, presumably you have to be at a certain standard, no?
Well, there's elite and there's, 100% of athletes, the top 5% is the Haalands and the Messis and all them. There's 95% are elite. Like, there is a certain standard, but we'll know pretty quickly what if he's disciplined, if he's playing for Ireland and he's disciplined, but we'll have a look at him.
So were you kind of constantly going around like as scouts looking at people and spotting potential?
We've KPIs, like we're signing up 25 athletes a day and 5 companies a day. So I want our platform to go from 6,000 users to 100,000. So we're constantly growing and we want to scale it into Europe and America. So that's what we do.
So it's not a case of just sign anyone, but at the same time...
They have to have some kind of... Like, if you sign in and you have 500 followers and you play for your local Sutton United or whatever,
Yeah.
There's a bit of cop on there.
Okay. Rob has got in touch here. He sent in a WhatsApp. He says, has the world of sport been ruined by money? Between the outrageous wages of Ronaldo, real fans not getting tickets to the Six Nations as they're all taken up by the corporates, to football fans not being able to support their teams because of prices. As a League of Ireland fan, it's great to see the growth, but do you feel there's a danger of this potentially going down a similar road?
Well, actually, one of the most exciting sports in Ireland at the moment is League of Ireland. It's revolutionised the way it's happened. Damien Duff with Shelburne and Pats and all that. Shamrock Rovers. I mean, it's brilliant to watch. Globally, of course, there's concerns about, the money that's gone into it and the wages that are being paid. And that's tricky with agents being involved and clubs being involved and tied into a certain amount of games being played. So, yeah, there are concerns around everything, but it's a growing industry. Mm. Revenues are going up and up and up. So I can't give out about it too much. It's my job.
Yeah, it's your job as well. I can't see it changing, I suppose, either anytime soon. We've another voice note in, Trevor, from Jackie.
Hi. When dealing with a client over a period of time, do you find it hard to separate business and personal views? Also, when dealing with negative reviews of your clients on the net, how do you actually deal with that?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, we should draw a line, right? It's a profession as well. Do we have our favourites? Yeah.
Yeah.
But certainly, you have to draw a line. On the social media stuff, you educate them what to say and what not to say. and don't post the wrong thing because you're damaging your brand value. So that's all part of it.
So would you give them, you know, a lecture or lessons or, you know, the PR advice around if you want to start commenting on controversial things going on in the world, you know, there's the potential for...
A brief will come in and they'll say any do's and don'ts, no foul language. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So, you know, every brief tells its own story. And how you conduct yourself off the pitch is really as important as you conduct it on the pitch.
Okay. Yeah, so it's really not important. Just about your performance.
No, you got to mind your brand, mind yourself, mind what you say, mind what you do.
Okay.
And carry yourself well.
Another question from Aidy.
Hi there. I'm a guidance counsellor in County Wexford and I'm inquiring about careers in sports business. I have a lot of students who like both subjects like PE and business, and I'm wondering, is there any particular colleges, courses or qualifications that your guest would recommend? And are there many opportunities for people with those kind of qualifications? Thank you.
Well, I didn't do any course per se. I learned on the job. But Liam Foster, who works with us, he's down with the athlete today. He did a sports exercise and management course in UCD. So there's loads of courses.
Sports, exercise and management.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that lady said exercise in that
as
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there are loads of them. And there are, now more than ever, there's opportunities for people if they want to get into it. Years ago, it was hard. It was all, you know, it wasn't that.
Well, you said, told us earlier, your background is sales.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. And correct. You probably have a lot of people in your line of work have come from the sales or the PR or the marketing world.
Yeah. They're the kind of the avenues you can look into.
But there is the course in UCD.
That's one that I know of, and there's plenty more. There's probably one in Griffith College and things like that.
Yeah, I imagine there's probably a lot. It's probably sports management, really, is it?
Sports management, that's what you're looking at. But you can tap into marketing and commercial, or you can tap into legal.
Yeah.
There's a few things you can do. There's plenty.
Yeah. We have another voice note in from Louise.
Please ask Trevor what's his view on training compensation for young soccer players heading maybe to Europe. And they're kind of saddled with this compensation they have to pay, and a new club has to pay, in some cases, 50 grand for a player that's unproven, and yet the young player is finding very hard then to get a break into a senior team because of this compensation hanging over them.
Yeah, I had a situation with a goalie, and the father rang me, you know, and like that eventually got sorted. I think he got a club in the UK who are willing to negotiate with the compensation.
What? Just explain that to me now. That's if you go over as a young player.
Yeah, like if a League of Ireland club has you here for a certain amount of time, from all the way up, from academy all the way up, like they've, and then you want to move. There's a compensation that they have to pay off for the club to get you, and that number could be 50. But if the kid isn't playing, it's not good. The kid needs air miles, I call it, or game time.
Yeah.
And they need 10, 12, 13 games before they can go anywhere.
Okay.
So it is a barrier, and I think more needs to be done about it. Tell that lady.
Okay. Thanks a million for that question as well, Louise. Another texter wondering, how important is social media in managing a sports star's brand?
Very important. When you get an athlete booked, you buy their image rights for a year. You buy them for their labour, for the work they do behind connecting with the brand, and they'll buy your Instagram because they know your followers and who's following you. So it's vital. It's part of a commercial deal now. Yeah.
So you would strike the deal around maybe, say, just for the sake of argument, an athlete wearing certain running shoes, you know, whatever, Adidas or Nike or whatever the gear, the gear is, O'Neill's, whatever they're wearing, and then other brands might come in and they want them to eat their porridge or whatever.
So they'll have to do reels, or could be 3 reels in 6 months, or 6 sets of stories. But it is part of the package. And that's how you monetize the value of that athlete based on their following and their engagement.
Yeah. So the brand will tell you what they want, and then you have to negotiate a price around that.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Trevor Tomley, CEO, co-founder, Sport Endorse. Thanks a million, Trevor.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, for coming in and answering listeners' questions today about the world and life of a sports agent.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Curb your cravings this winter with My Mochi Ice Cream. Rich, creamy, premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. My Mochi Ice Cream is gluten-free and comes in tons of amazing flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream. Your taste buds won't believe it's only around 70 calories per piece. Indulge in the joyfully chill flavors of My Mochi ice cream today. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.